And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dion.
Welcome back. As the Hard Factor 9213 Nigeria, info and herring on Harcourt, I'm Dion. 11 minutes gone past 4 p.m. Discussions continue at this time. Many thanks for staying tuned. Talking about the APC's state congresses, which took place across the country, including in River State on Saturday. The result of that, Emeka Beke emerged chairman of the APC in River State as the party held its state congress on Saturday. Secretary of the State Congress Committee, Adoy Emali, announced the results at the Polo Club Field, Port Harcourt, venue of the congress. They said Mr. Beke pulled 1,575 votes to beat his opponent, Chizi Nye Matsila, who scored 8 votes. In his acceptance speech, Beke said he will pilot the affairs of a unified party that will take over power from the PDP in the state. He commended INEC for monitoring the election and security agencies for maintaining the peace. Meanwhile, loyalists of Senator Magnus Abe shunned the APC Congress. Speaking during the Congress, Minister of Transportation expressed disappointment at those who boycotted Saturday's Congress but stopped the party from contesting the election in 2019 because the party did not conduct Congresses. Let's hear what the former governor and minister had to say on this development.
People went to court to stop us from going to Congress. We start saying, no, only for Congress. Let's share what. The only way you recognize if a candidate is strong or not is by voting. The same sharing we discussed before, that the party goes by consensus, and you say you're going to court. It's not by consensus, by voting. We want democracy in the party. Now we say, come to democracy. You're not there for one election. You're not there for any election. You're not there at the seat. If you are that strong, present your candidate. Let's see. So what the party is doing now is giving a chance to everybody to contest.
And on the adoption of direct primaries by the Senate, Mr. Mitchell said it will allow only popular candidates emerge.
Indirect primaries is less expensive than direct primaries. A very well organized direct primaries affords a good opportunity to choose a candidate. A special candidate with a measure of popularity, and that enables a party to know to gauge their strength in the country. But again, the possibility of which candidate emerging is higher than when you have direct primaries. It's just a mixed feeling. But again, the Senate must have their reason with the House of Reps for passing that. But basically, I think it's to help protect the ordinary Nigerians who are members of
parties. And by the way, reports available indicate that members of the party loyal to, the members of the party loyal to the Magnus Abe faction of the party withdrew from taking part in the congresses, because one report available to us indicates that Golden Chioma, who is loyal to the Magnus Abe faction of the party, made a last-minute pullout from the APC state chairmanship race. He described the exercise and the results as a nullity. At the moment, what next for the All Progressives Congress here in River State? Does the Abe faction accept the outcome of the state congresses? Steps will it be taken now and in the foreseeable future as well, is what we're discussing at this time. And what does this Congress, what does it portend for the APC in River State going forward? Will the APC be able to present candidates for the 2023 general elections in the state? These and other related matters we're discussing at this time. Now, I did announce earlier on at the start of the show today that I was going to be having Honorable Golden Chioma as my guest on the show today, but every effort, the interview was supposed to be done via phone. Every effort at reaching him has been unsuccessful. Calls made to his line have not been answered, but the conversation must continue. The show must go on. So let's get your take on this. What does all of this portend for the APC? You might remember last week I did interview Honorable Golden Chioma, and he did say that they were going to be a part of the congresses. As a matter of fact, he had purchased a form, and he was vying for the position of chairman of the APC in River State. But once again, reports have it that he pulled out just before the Congress, the Congress proper, and reports also have been that he described the Congress as a nullity. What does this mean for the APC? What does this portend for the future of the party here in River State? I'd like to get your take on this matter. The lines are open. Hopefully, they are working at the moment. To call 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. Those are the numbers to call. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. We are live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're also live on YouTube, by the way. Just search for Nigeria Info PH on YouTube. Your thoughts on this development and what it portends for the APC? Let's get your take. Hello, Hard Facts, you're welcome.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, go ahead.
My name is Umefule.
You're welcome, go ahead.
I listened very keenly to what the Right Honourable Minister of Transportation said on Saturday. But of course, you and I know that he can't just come today to deceive or bamboozle River people.
What do you mean you and I may not know the same thing? And I hope you can hear what I just said right now. I said you and I may not know the same thing. So go ahead, please.
Okay. The truth is, you cannot say Magnus Abe should come with his people to contest a Congress that he has been shot at from the beginning. Congresses start from wards through the local government and state congresses. And it is a known fact in the state that the Magnus Abe people were shot at from the ward congresses, wherein the party gave a directive that those who had gotten a judgment from the Supreme Court, I'm talking about Ibrahim Omar and others, who got a judgment that the party cannot take their monies and also refuse to give them the product for which they paid for, which is the participation in the congresses. And now the party now brought out the guideline and asked the those who are controlling the congresses to issue them forms while they bring their tellers from the banks. These guys brought those tellers and were refused to collect these forms. Some persons who did not buy the forms in 2018, who went to pay for new forms, were given new tellers. They also came to the party secretariat and were denied participation. And if they were refused from collecting the forms and did not contest the Congress, the World Congresses, which you know that it is a delegate election, how then would you want them to participate in the local government?
I've got a question for you. I've got a question for you. If you would take the time to listen to me right now, I've got a question for you. If you will not listen, I will have to end this conversation.
What are you even telling?
All right. He's not listening. But the question I was going to ask him is, if he had only taken the time to listen, is... So why then did the Magnus Abe faction members of the party make any attempt at being a part of this state congress if, as he says, they have been shot out of the ward congress, they have been shot out of the local government congress, and delegates emerged from those congresses, and those delegates would play a crucial role in the state congress? Why then did they make any efforts at all to be a part of the state congress? That was a question I was going to ask him, but he was apparently, I suppose, engrossed with his comments. He didn't take the time to listen to me. But once again, the lines, numbers to call rather, 0817-93-0002, 0817-93-0003, and 0817-93-0007. All right, back to the phone lines. Chika from NT Road, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Dayo.
You're welcome, Chika. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, for me, I see the just concluded State Congress of the All Progressive Congress as a victory for the All Progressive Congress in River State.
Okay.
The same way you asked the last column of questions, I was having that thought in my mind that why would Gordon Chioma have to pick from to contest as a state chairman when he knows that he was shot out of the Congress from the beginning. So So I think for us, that we join from the Congress is a good news for us in Rivers State as APC members. And as such, it is a time for
but
us
how
to
is it, how is it? How is it good news?
For a common good of Rivers
State. How is it
thank you very
good
much.
News if... some of the members of the party, those who belong to the Magnus Abbey faction. Anyways, Dana from Abbey Road, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, Dana, good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I don't know if really they are actually the members of the APC. Of course, they have not participated from the world to the local to the state. Nobody shut them out. The people you are seeing there, they are just loyal to Magnus. They are not loyal in the APC, and the APC have not shorted anybody out. Even the Golden Choma is a we do vote form. Found out that they will lose out of the Congress. So he quickly backed up because he did not see his master who is loyal to. He's not loyal to the APC. My own advice to them that since they have removed themselves from every activities of the APC, they should just allow APC.
Daniel, can you hear me?
Yes.
Now, what does this mean for your party going forward? Because these members of your party, the Magnus Abbey camp, some of the actions that they took, they, you know, and other actions taken by other members from the Chibuike Amaechi faction led to the APC not presenting candidates for the 2019 general elections. If the issues have not been resolved yet, are you certain that 2023 will not witness a similar situation?
Dio, the issue that did not that hold us back from the 2019 election, the issues are no longer there. And so whatever thing they are doing now on this Magnus Abbey fashion, I have not seen anything that I can call issue. Already they are out of APC. They are just planting destruction to APC just to make the PDP have their way. They are all contracted members of APC. They are not invalidated their membership. Somebody has contracted them to destroy, to make sure that APC did not move on. Myself, I from Ward 6. In my unit, 23 and 24, we have about 25 members of the unit. Five of them are now working with PDP. They are members of the Magnus faction. They are all a PDP member. They are no longer a members of APC. They are just standing working for the PDP. I am telling you the whole truth.
All right, Daniel. Daniel, good to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution. Colin from Rimo Biakani, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Daniel, good evening.
All right, go ahead, Colin.
Yes, let me appreciate you for your analysis. You see, in this APC, if you don't have the courage and then the ability to endure, you will not know what is going on. See, I am an insider, and I know that everything was done for Senator Magnus Abbey and his group to be part of this whole Congress, from ward to local government to the states now. But because they have a mindset, I know all that was done for them. I can even go ahead to mention names of those who some unexpected preferences were given to. I was there. And they just don't want to participate. They have a mindset, and that is where they are looking up to. But unfortunately, it's failing them this time because the courts are not ready to go into party affairs any longer. So just go ahead with your analysis. I know people are insulting you, but the point is, when you know that you don't have these delegates from the ward, the local government, down to special delegates, and you wanted to participate, what is your intention? They just wanted to get registered and maybe head to court. But this time it's not going to happen.
Collins, your thoughts about it as well? Let's say via Facebook. Let's say a few comments over here as well. via Facebook. Chimenem Nwangu goes, they went for a naming ceremony somewhere in HALGA before they could return to Polo Club venue for the Congress. The national officers and INEC officials had concluded the exercise. It was a coincidence. Humboldt Bishop goes, it's so sad the APC is yet to speak in one voice. This was the same mistake they made in the last election and ended up not producing a single candidate. Highly disappointed in the APC, though I still wish the party will win. Let's see. Dennis Unyeta goes, good evening, Dan. My own opinion, Magnus should leave the party. He's been suspended, and besides, his political paymaster is no longer on top. DC Justice goes, Dennis, for the question you asked, the last time Gordon came on air on your show, here he told us how BK has been elected already, and you asked how was he sure, and he asked you to watch out. He rightly said the National has put on a reconciliation team, and the outcome of the team from the National will determine the outcome. Probability it didn't come up. Okay, all right. Gia Dom Godson goes, get him in dial. It's so laughable how many people react and speak. You don't recognize a certain person's right from what level, and you now come and acknowledge him and even keep seat for someone who you say is not a member of the party. Forum Fred goes, I thought they needed internal democracy. They should rest. All right, I'll go for that commercial break now and I'll return shortly. Conversation will continue. Please stay tuned.
Hard facts.
Welcome back. I still had Factor 91.3 Nigeria Info and her input hackered. I'm Dio. 23 minutes ago before 5 o'clock, we've got the news update at 5. Discussions continue for the moment. And loyalist to Senator Magnus Abe shown the APC State Congress in River State, and that development is the basis for the conversation at the moment. Emeka Mbeke emerged chairman of the APC in River State as the party held its state congress on Saturday. Secretary of the State Congress Committee, Adoye Omali, announced the results at the Polo Club Field Port Harcourt venue of the Congress. And meanwhile, loyalist of Senator Magnus Abe shunned the APC Congress. Now, speaking during the Congress, Minister of Transportation, Chibuike Mechi, expressed disappointment at those who boycotted Saturday's Congress but stopped the party from contesting election in 2019 because the party did not conduct Congresses. Let's hear what the Minister had to say on the matter again.
Who went to court to stop us from voting for Congress? He's not saying no, only for Congress. Let's share what. The only way you recognize if a candidate is strong or not is by voting. The same sharing we discussed before, that the party goes by consensus, and you say you're going to court, it's not by consensus, by voting. We want democracy in the party. Now we say, come to democracy, you're not there for world election, you're not there for LG election, you're not there at the state. If you are that strong, present your candidate, let's see. So what the party is doing now is giving a chance to everybody to contest.
Once again, reports have it, Gordon Chioma, loyal to the Magnus Abe faction of the party, made a last-minute pull-out from the APC state chairmanship race. He described the exercise and the results as a nullity. And also, I did announce earlier, my guest was to be Honourable Gordon Chioma for this conversation, but efforts at reaching him at the great time proved abortive, and unsuccessful, rather. Anyways, your thoughts on the matter still very much welcome. What does this situational development portend for the APC going forward? Call the numbers 0817-93-0002 or 0003 or 0007. Hello. Okay, Andy from Rumo Demand the line. You're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dio, good afternoon.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I called once last week and I said something about when you are arguing on something, when you are agitating on something, just like political party, people saying what is melted to them, they don't like it. I think if you ask me, you should have something on the table that you can be able to present that should be the problem why you are trying to agitate. How do I mean by this? Senator Magnus Abe and his people, up till now, we don't know what they need or what they want in this party called APC. What do they want?
that at the end of the day, peace will reign and APC will continue as a political party. That should be a question any day, any time. They should give us quick answers to. Because up till now, Congress has held. Grassroots, it has held. In ward, in state, it has held. What is the problem? I was there on Saturday, and I saw Golden Choma came in and left. Everywhere, everybody that we are supposed to be there, their names were on the chairs. So I don't think we should continue with this aspect of every day we keep on talking, every day
what does this portend for the APC going forward?
So what did he say?
What does this portend for the APC going forward?
If you ask me, I think it is a right direction and in a right step that at the end of the day, definitely it will pose no threat for APC to bring out their candidates in 2023. Thank you very much.
Right, let's see. Via Facebook, I've got several comments over here as well. Siambe Steve Ovio goes, the problem with River State APC, they have too many lawyers interpreting the law upside down. They know about the pending case in court over the World Congress, yet they went ahead with State Congress. Another red card coming from the court. And well, Otono goes, concerning the issue of APC River State, I wish the All Progressives Congress of River State Chapter will realize that a formidable opposition is what makes a better check and balance in government. And in a state like River State, it is regrettable to know that River State APC has not changed its old mechanisms which landed the party to where it is today. Well, I wish River State APC well. Magnus Edo goes, when two elephants fight, the ground suffers. The ground here in this APC quagmire is River's youth. So I see them going back to court. Until there is justice and accountability, they can't get it well. And the fortune Chinanya goes, Magnus Abi and his followers are just disgruntled elements who are determined to distract APC River State from moving forward. But unfortunately for them, all their political ambush against APC Rivers has been excavated, and they are now making some sort of unpopular noise in order to divert the masses from seeing their faces. Let's see. And over to WhatsApp. Kidadai, I've repeatedly asked Magnus Abi and his people to look out for another political party and test their popularity rather than causing problems for themselves. The National has given directive and they have persistently disobeyed. What is really their problem? We're watching. That's from Ned Aguma. I still wonder what Abi and his people are doing in APC. If marriage is not favouring a divorce, get a divorce and move on. Abi and his supporters should leave the APC and stop putting APC River State under captive. Okechukwu sends that in. Alright, Samir, thanks for your comments. Appreciate the nice words. So far, what's up? Daya, we all know what Honorable Golden Choma is saying is the truth, nothing but the truth. We have decided to maintain our cool and allow time to play out. It is not about having a party structure to himself, but being able to win election. A time will come when the so-called leader will come back like a lion and go back Nicodemusly. The war has just begun. Elianu Indidi sent that in. Until APC members loyal to the minister understand the importance of togetherness, APC cannot stand. If Abe is in to distraught the party, as claimed by some of your callers, how come there are dual faction chairmen in almost all the states? So the foundation beginning must be addressed to have a way forward. Hope they will learn from the past. That's from Penner Trust. We've got on Owell from Obiakwa. Owell, hello, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Oh, Dayo, good afternoon.
Hello, good one.
I want to agree certain things with Magnus. Magnus said, without him, there can be APC. I agree. I also heard they are shoppers. I also agree. But something that marvels me is that last time they said they didn't participate in the election because one Oma and 22 others were denied. And then all of a sudden, now we are no more hearing that Oma. I think if we are hearing three Oma and 22 others, it would be easy for people to believe that truly those people we are denied the form or participated. All of a sudden, we are hearing one Warner, Stephen Warner, and six others. I begin to wonder at the world level, we are the state have nothing less than 150 words. We are there only the six Warner are all his people, six Warner and the six people. You see, when a people are usually, maybe when they are ready to make problems, they come in different guys. I believe that, like somebody said earlier, Agnes is just up to destroy APC. Not because of any other thing, just because maybe Aniki did not give him the support to become governor. Aniki has supported him other times to become one thing or the other. If the man says, I don't want to support you to be governor in one, for one reason or the other, it's not for him to say, hey, must you lose, I must destroy everything, we must spoil everything. I don't think that is the reason. He is there, he says he's part of the APC. I have never seen one person they want to the APC. Rather, all the people in his camp are discussing every day to the PDP. The remaining ones are they are trying to play spoiler show. That the agenda of RJ will not be realized now. Spoiling like today and like me. Is that what you say?
Oh, well, great to hear from me. I must move on right now. Thanks for your contribution. Via Facebook, Adam Stangot goes, Magnus Abe is fighting a just cause. Left right Honorable Rotimi Amechi, drop his ego. Timothy Paul goes, good afternoon, Dial. There's a great diversion in the APC. Obviously, there is. And still via Facebook, Ogumka Obisika goes, supporters of Senator Magnus did not show on the Congress. What happened at Polo Club was an appointment, not election. And Kelvin goes, without Magnus Abbey, there's no APC in River State. All right, back to the phone lines. I've got John from Rumokoshi. Hello, John, go on.
Yes, Mr. Dayo.
Hello, go ahead.
From my own observation and understanding in this whole issue is that Magnus Abbey and his group have lost out in the politics of APC in River State. So what they are trying to do now is just to try best their possible best before they finally defect to PDP, if they can bring down the party. But unfortunately for them, the Supreme Court have put a nail in their coffin. So the Supreme Court judgment has, you know, finally put everything to rest. So what they're seeing them doing is to dance around River State here, trying to see if River State Court can help them.
But the dancing, around, John, what you describe as dancing around led to the APC not being a part of the 2019 elections in River State.
That one is part. We are talking of currently. After that incident, the Supreme Court has given a judgment, which you know about, Dio.
But John, I'm sure you, I'm sure you sounded this confident before the 2019 elections also.
No, this, I listened to your program, Steady, and I listened to Barrister Wokocha. He has told you that the situation in 2019 is different from the situation now. They are not the same. So let us not be comparing 2019 and today. They are never the same, Dio. Barrister Wokocha has told you that several times. Yes. We are confident whatever they are doing now, they are just trying to play to the gallery. So it's not going to have any effect on the party. As far as the higher court, let them get whatever judgment they want. We are ready for them. Thank you.
John, Ayo from NTA Road, you're welcome. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo. You see, the problem in APC, I think with the withdrawal of this Emeka Bekeku, Golden Choma.
Yeah.
I think APC will have a headway. They might not really be that strong or win governorship election, but you can be rest assured that if, with all that has happened, everything goes smoothly for them, you can be sure of them winning senatorial seats, House of Rep, and even state assembly election. You know, the problem initially was that Magnus Abe said he wants to contest to be the flag bearer of APC governorship. Amaechi said, I will not support you. And basically, if Amaechi does not support you as a candidate of APC, definitely his followers too will not support you because they have their own candidate. Automatically, you cannot win. They have more, you know, they have more supporters than Martin Sabi. That's the truth. That is the fact.
Well, that's your opinion, and that's fine.
That's my own postulation now.
Yeah.
If you cannot get it, then let's spoil everything in APC. That is what they are doing.
So is there still a chance of spoiling everything, to borrow your expression?
Now, as it is, I don't think the National will give them that room, since they did not contest for this chairmanship election.
Congress, you mean?
The Congress. Yes. Because if you look at the former acting chairman, that one that the court removed, was this man that joined APC, PDP recently?
Just wrap it up, please.
Okay. What happened was that after he lost at the Supreme Court, he said, okay, he's resigning. So a month after he joined PDP, it's just for you to know that there are moves planted by PDP in the APC. Basically, they are just there to spoil the show for APC.
Ayo, great to have for me. I go to Andrew from Transmada. You have a minute.
Good evening.
All right, go on.
APC in River State haven't lost anything from what happened to them in 2019. They haven't lost anything. It's going to get worse. They will still go back to the court and they will not participate in the election 2023. It is obvious. Lack of inclusiveness. I was thinking by now that, you know, looking at what happened in 2019, the two elephants in the fight, Honorable Minister for Transport, and Magnus have got down by now, see the board, sort out issues, and then have everybody carried along to do the formidable party. They haven't lost anything. What happened there in GRA, in Holo Club, on Saturday, just nothing to reckon with. Take it to the bank. We're going to get back to the court and see if everything works for them. Unfortunately, that's going to happen. Nothing's going to change.
So you're sure the APC won't take part in the elections in 2023?
As sure as you don't have the faction of Magnus Abbey, you know, I saw where the chairman was there, being called, the domestic airport, you see, he was ready for the election. They're not meaning to pull out. He tells you that something is wrong, still. Something is wrong.
Henry? So, great to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution via WhatsApp. The AP. Hi, Dial. Oh, this is a very long one. Good afternoon. The Minister of Transportation should try as much as possible to listen to the body language of his party members and not just his immediate loyalists, because I think his loyalists are doing so much eye service, beating the wrong drums for him to dance to. I still see a repeat of 2019 saga in 2023. He should just look for a possible solution to arrest the situation on ground. Jumba Bia Bele Rila said that. I do have to wrap this up right now.